Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting second. The first baseman, Brent Breed. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Matt Lawton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roberto Kelly. Batting sixth. The catcher, Greg Myers. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Rich Robertson. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Nomar Garcia-Para. Batting second. The center fielder, Jeff Fry. Batting third. The left fielder, Will Cordero. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tim Nehring. Batting sixth. The DH, Mike Stanley. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Valentin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Hazelman. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Rudy Pemberton. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tim Wakefield. And now, play ball. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Knoblauch takes first base on ball 4. Brent Breed is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Knoblauch. The throw from Hazelman and he is safe. Knoblauch steals second. Brent Breed is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Breed strikes out. 1 out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Knoblauch scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lawton strikes out. 2 outs. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Molitor moves to second. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. The ball gets by Hazelman for a passed ball. Molitor moves to third. Kelly moves to second. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first, with Wakefield covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nomar Garcia-Para batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Garcia-Para hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fry hits a line drive into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cordero hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Robertson fires to first and has Garcia-Para trapped. There's the throw to Mears who tags Garcia-Para for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Coomer hits a line drive into left field. Cordero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first, with Wakefield covering, for the out. 2 outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn strikes out. 1 out. Tim Nehring batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Nehring hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Stanley is hit by the pitch. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Stanley moves to second. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hazelman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stanley moves to third. Valentin moves to second. Rudy Pemberton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Pemberton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Garciaparra is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garciaparra hits a line drive towards the mound. The ball bounces off Robertson, and towards Mears, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knoblauch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Knoblauch is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Knoblauch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brent Breed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Knoblauch. The throw from Hazelman and he is safe. Knoblauch steals second. Brent Breed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Breed is 0-for-1 in the game. Breed strikes out. 1 out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wakefield juggles the ball. That's an error on Wakefield. Knoblauch moves to third. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lawton is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawton strikes out. 2 outs. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kelly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kelly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fry is 0-for-1 in the game. Fry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoblauch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cordero is 0-for-1 in the game. Cordero hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cordero moves to second. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nehring is 0-for-1 in the game. Nehring hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. Cordero moves to third. Vaughn moves to second. 2 outs. Mike Stanley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stanley is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Stanley hits a fly ball into left field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins won. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Myers is 0 for 1 in the game. Myers strikes out. 1 out. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Coomer is 0 for 1 in the game. Coomer hits a pop-up towards first. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 0 for 1 in the game. Becker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hazelman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hazelman strikes out. 2 outs. Rudy Pemberton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pemberton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Pemberton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lawton. Pemberton reaches second base with a double. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Garciaparra is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garciaparra hits a line drive into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mears is 0 for 1 in the game. Mears is hit by the pitch. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Knobloch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garciaparra scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. 2 outs. Brent Breed batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Breed is 0 for 2 in the game. Breed hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Fry. Breed reaches second base with a double. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jeff Fry batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fry is 0 for 2 in the game. Fry takes first base on ball 4. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cordero is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cordero hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Lawton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lawton is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pemberton who is chasing the ball. Lawton reaches third base with a triple. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Rich Garces now pitching. Greg Myers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Kelly. The throw from Hazelman and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Greg Myers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Myers is 0 for 2 in the game. Myers takes first base on ball 4. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Coomer is 0 for 2 in the game. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra fields it and throws to second for the out. Lawton scores. Kelly moves to third. One out. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0 for 2 in the game. Becker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kelly scores. Coomer moves to second. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mears is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mears strikes out. 2 outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Knobloch takes first base on ball 4. Coomer moves to third. Becker moves to second. Brent Breed is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Breed is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Breed takes first base on ball 4. Coomer scores. Becker moves to third. Knobloch moves to second. It's Twins, 4, Red Sox, 4. Jim Corsi now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Molitor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a pop-up beyond short. Garcia Parra can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Becker scores. Knobloch scores. Breed moves to third. Molitor moves to second. It's 6-4, Twins. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lawton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first, with Corsi covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dan Nalty now pitching. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nehring is 0 for 2 in the game. Nehring hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Jefferson pinch hits for Mike Stanley. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Twins will come to bat. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Kelly strikes out. 1 out. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Coomer is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hazelman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hazelman strikes out. 1 out. Darren Bragg pinch hits for Rudy Pemberton. Darren Bragg batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bragg hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lawton. Bragg reaches second base with a double. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Garciaparra is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Garciaparra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Troy O'Leary pinch hits for Jeff Fry. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nalty fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Twins will come to bat. Troy O'Leary now playing right field. Darren Bragg now playing center field. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Becker takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mears bunts towards the mound. Corsi fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Becker moves to second. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Knobloch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Becker scores. Mears moves to third. It's 7-4, Twins. Brent Breed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breed is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Breed hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of O'Leary who is chasing the ball. Breed reaches third base with a triple. Mears scores. Knobloch goes all the way around to score. It's 9-4, Twins. Ricky Trulisek now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Molitor is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Molitor strikes out. 1 out. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lawton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Breed scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 10-4, Twins. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Kelly strikes out. 2 outs. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Myers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lawton moves to third. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Coomer is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coomer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cordero is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cordero hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Becker. Vaughn reaches second base with a double. Cordero moves to third. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nehring is 0-for-3 in the game. Nehring hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 10-7, Twins. Eddie Guardado now pitching. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jefferson strikes out. 1 out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Valentin hits a pop-up off the glove of Knobloch, and into shallow right field. Valentin reaches second base with a double. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hazelman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hazelman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bragg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bragg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Red Sox 7. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Becker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Becker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first, with Trelisek covering, for the out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mears is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Mears hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Knobloch is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Knobloch hits a line drive into right field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brent Breed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breed is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Breed hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Garcia Paro fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Nomar Garcia Parra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Garcia Parra is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Garcia Parra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Leary strikes out. 1 out. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cordero is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Cordero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Garcia Parra moves to second. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Vaughn strikes out. 2 outs. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nehring is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Nehring strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 10, and Boston Red Sox, 7. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.